Hey, good morning.
早晨好。
So, such a privilege to be able to come to the house of the Lord to worship and to give praise to our God.
感谢神，有这样的荣幸，可以到神的家里来敬拜，并且跟大家一起来分享信息。
And so, this morning I feel especially blessed to be able to praise God, and this morning in my prayer time at home, I felt especially blessed, and I give God praise.
我今天觉得特别的，就是一个特别的祝福。那我在今天早晨的灵修里边，我向神祷告，我可以到神的家里来分享。
Had a somewhat of a long day yesterday, but here we are back again today, and I'm sure that God is going to give us strength and help.
Yeah, 我昨天大家可能有的人是漫长的一天。那我们今天来到这里，神相信神会给我们力量，会帮助我们。
So this morning I wanted to talk to you about a living sacrifice.
今天早晨我的题目是活祭。
Now keep in mind that this is a living sacrifice.
要记住这个是一个活着的一个祭物。
It never occurred to me that it might be taken any other way because I think of my background.
这个可能会给我们一个不同的，我没有想到这个题目会把我有一个不同的方向，因为我的背景就是。
As a child growing up in Kentucky.
那我在肯塔基州长大。
The only sacrifices we heard about was in the Bible, where they offered animal sacrifice.
当我听到这个英文这个 sacrifice 这个词呢，对我来讲就是祭物，因为那是圣经上提到的。
Somewhere in the world, we would hear occasionally that they offered human sacrifices.
然后有的时候我们会听到一种说法，就是说把这个人献上做活祭，做祭物。
But we're not talking.
做牺牲，
Yeah, we're not talking about anything that's a dead sacrifice today, but it's a living sacrifice.
这里讲的这个祭呢，不是一个死的祭，而是一个活祭。
Yeah, so if you'll click over to that next.Slide, please. Yes.
那下一个，下一张。
Yeah. All right. So, looking at this, from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
在罗马书十二章第一节，保罗说。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So this verse, I think, let me expound on it just a little bit.
那我就在这节经文上再细讲一下。
First of all, the Apostle Paul says, "I beseech you, or I urge you, brethren."
保罗呢，首先他就说：“我劝勉你们，我恳求你们。”
The Apostle Paul felt that this was so important that he wanted to add some words, modifying words to get his point across. I urge you, I beseech you.
所以保罗他觉得这个很重要，所以他又加了一些好像修饰词，就是我劝你们，我鼓励你们，我真是恳求你们。
And so he says.That other word, therefore, is an interesting word to me.
在那边他说，所以这个词对我来讲是个很有趣的词，很有意思的词。
We have a saying in Bible study sometimes in English is, whenever you see the word therefore, you need to ask the question what it's there for.
我们在查经的时候也经常提到说，如果你在英文里边，它这个所以这个词，一旦你看到这个词，你就要停一下说。这个所以是什么意思呢？为什么要提到所以呢
？And so I had that question in my mind when I was studying this week for the sermon.
所以在这个星期我准备这篇信息的时候，我也有这个问题。
And so I turned back to Romans chapter 11 and I studied the entire chapter.
所以我又回到罗马书第十一章，把这个第十一章又好好的研读了一遍。
What was it that the Apostle Paul was talking about that was so important that now that he would urge them, therefore, to continue in what he was talking about in verse 11, in chapter 11.
那保罗在十一章他到底说了什么如此的重要？所以他要在第十二章说，所以。
And so when I read chapter 11, I realized that the Apostle Paul was talking about that God had rejected his people.
那在罗马书第十一章，保罗谈到神拒绝了他的选民。
The times when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God rejected them.
那亚当夏娃犯罪，神就等于说就把他们赶出去了，赶出伊甸园。
And oftentimes when people would return to the worship of idols and disobedient to God, God would withdraw his presence and he would reject them.
当神的百姓呢，就是开始敬拜假神，然后远离神的神的时候，神的同在就不和他们同在，神就好像就弃绝他们。
But chapter 11 tells us right off at the very beginning of the chapter,that God, even though he rejected them, he didn't reject them totally.
就在十一章讲到，神虽然拒绝了他的选民，但是神没有完全的放弃拒绝他们。
Even before God cast Adam and Eve out of the garden, he placed that promise in Genesis chapter 3:15 that he was going to send a Messiah.
即使在伊甸园，神把亚当夏娃赶出伊甸园，但在那个之前，神在创世纪第三章十五节，神已经应许了一位救主。
So his people were punished, but they were not punished totally. There was a way back.
所以呢，虽然这些他的百姓呢被惩罚，但是没有完全的是受惩罚，他们还是有一条归来的、归回的路。
The other thought and concept that comes from a chapter 11 and God's rejection.Is simply this that it's not forever.
另外一个在罗马书第十一章讲到神的这个拒绝，但是这里也有一个概念，就是说神的这个拒绝不是永远的。
When the people repent of their sins and when they come back to God, then God accepts them back and God makes a way that they can do that.
所以当人们就是悔改他们的罪的时候呢，神就饶恕他们，并且有一条归回的路。
I see Dr. McElwain here, and I got this idea from him, so you can blame it on him if you want.
因为麦牧师在这里，所以我的这个讲到的信息从他来的，所以如果有什么地方不对，你们可以去责备他，可以怪他。
Dr. McElwain's always given us homework.
那个这个问题是什么呢？就是麦牧师总是给我们家庭作业。
And so I want you sometime in the next few days, if not today.
如果为即使不是今天，那么未来的几天，我希望大家
study chapter 11 and notice the times that God rejected His people, but not totally, and that God made a way back for them. So His rejection was not forever.
所以呢，我们就如果这个星期你有时间回去看罗马书第十一章，就看神拒绝了他的百姓，但是不是全然的拒绝他的百姓，然后神还是给他们一个归家的路。
And so let's go down to slide number four.
那我们下一章。
Slide number four.
第四章。
There we go. Yeah, so here's the last verse in chapter 11, and it tells us something about why therefore is used in chapter 12, verse 1.
这是罗马书十一章的最后一节，那这里就告诉我们这个所以指的是什么。
For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
Since we have such a wonderful God that provides for us in all of our needs,
因为我们有一位如此奇妙的神，真的是提供我们所有一切所需的。
And whatever we receive it of Him.
不管我们从他那里所得到的什么，都是我们所得到什么，都是神赐予我们的。
And so.All of our lives and all of our possessions, they go back to Him.
我们所有的生命，我们所有的一切，其实都是神赐给我们的，都应该归于他。
And we give Him glory forever.
所以我们永远的来荣耀他。
So if you back up to slide number three, please.
我们现在回到第三章幻灯片，上一章。上一章，这是第四章，我们回到第三章。
Yeah.And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这个是罗马书十二章第二节，保罗接着说：“不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。”
So, it is talking about a living sacrifice.
所以这里谈到了一个活祭。
I remember reading about the time that a young girl came to the altar to pray and to give her heart to God.
我记得有一次，一个年轻的女孩子，她就到这个前边来祷告，然后把她自己献给交给神。
She was praying very fervently.
她非常火热的祷告。
And she was praying, Lord, I'm willing to die for you. I will die for you, Lord. I will die for you, Lord.
然后她就说：“神呐，我愿意为你死，我愿意为你死。”
Over and over again.
然后她就这样不断的祷告。
Finally, the old preacher slipped up to her and he said to her, daughter, let me tell you something.
然后最后呢，这个老牧师就到她跟前就说：“说孩子啊，让我跟你说。”
I believe God wants you to live for Him and not die for Him.
我想神想让你为他活，而不是说为他死。
And so this chapter 12 is telling us a whole lot about how to live for God.
所以呢，十二章就讲到我们如何为神而活。
And so he says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
所以保罗说到不要效法这个世界。
This world, the schools that we go to for the most part, and the world that we live in for the most part, if we are not careful, it will shape us in their image.
所以我们不管说我们从小去上学或者我们长大以后工作的环境，整个这个世界，我们不小心的话，其实就把这个世界会把我们塑造成他们要的样式。
Like you take a lump of clay and the skilled potter would take that lump of clay and shape it into the image that he wants. That's the picture here that the world is trying to do to our minds and to our lives, wanting to shape us in their image.
所以呢，就像你那个手里有一个泥土，就像那个陶匠一样，雕塑的人，他把这一块泥，他就塑造成他手里想要的样子。那这个世界呢，也想把我们的思想，我们的生活塑造成他想要的一个样子，就好像世界是个无形的手在塑造我们。
But he says, here's the answer to it. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind.
保罗接着说，要心意更新而变化。
I realize that every day my mind needs an adjustment.
所以我知道每一天我的思想，我的心意都需要一个调整。
So many political ads coming over the YouTube.
所以你打开那个油管，很多的这个政治性的广告。
So much of this and so much of that and so much that you don't want to look at.
然后很多很多东西你都不想去看。
Don't want to hear.
你也不想听。
So every morning when I get up, one of the very first things that I do is I open my Bible.
所以每天早晨我醒来的第一件事，我要做的事就是打开我的圣经。
And I want to transform the renewing of my mind in the shape that God wants.
所以我想要我的心意更新，我要被神的话语，被神来更新，来塑造。
Our faith and our attitude, it comes from God's word.
我们的信心还有我们的态度都来自于神的话语。
And so oftentimes I've said it and I've heard other people say it so many times, that if I only knew the will of God, I'd be willing to do it.
如果我自己也说过很多次，我也听别人说过很多次，说如果真的知道神的旨意，像神知道那么多，那我就会愿意去做。
But,
但是
on the other hand,
另外一方面呢，
I wonder when I have said that and I wasn't sure about God's will, if I had sought it the way that I should have sought it.
然后我就不确定我是不是真的照我应该做的那样，真心的去寻求神的旨意。
By God's word, with the renewing of our minds, and we can know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
因为神的话也很清楚地告诉我们，只要我们心意更新而变化，我们就可以查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
You realize what a value we have in the Bible and God's word?
你知道神的话语在圣经里神的话语有多么的宝贵吗？
And we can still read God's word.
我们现在还可以继续读神的话。
I've got a whole stack of Bibles at home.
我在家里边有一叠，有一堆的圣经。
I'm not worried about really anybody coming and taking my Bibles away.
我不需要担心有人到我家里把我的圣经都给我，就是都没收了。
And as Dr. Michael Wayne said just a few days ago, after the election's over, whoever wins the election, God is still in control.
就像麦牧师上周的讲道上面所说的，不管说谁赢得了选举。
I still have my Bible. And I still have it in here.
不管怎么样,
and by the renewing of my mind, I still have it in my mind.
所以呢，我靠着心意更新而变化，
I'm getting more and more like my father as he entered into his last years of his life.
我现在觉得我越来越像我的父亲，当他进入他人生的最后的阶段。
He couldn't remember the names of his grandchildren.
他甚至记不起来他的那些孙辈的名字。
And sometimes he couldn't remember my name.
有的时候他也记不起他儿子就是我的名字。
But he would start at the top, way up there, number one. And he'd say, Glenn, Julian, Keith, Tommy. Oh, Fred, that's you.
然后呢，他就开始把三个儿子的名字都列出来，说：“哦，你是老二，那你的名字是这个Fred。”
You know that's the way it is because.
那就是人生。
I've been studying God's word intensely for the last 60+ years.
我非常就是认真的，就是很仔细的，花很多的精力来学习神的话语。过去的60年之间是这样做的。
And if for some reason, like my father, he couldn't remember our names, but. Yet he could go back and quote big, long poetry that he had learned as a boy in school.
我爸爸虽然都记不清我们的名字了，但是他还是可以背诵他小的时候在学校里所学的那个长长的诗。
And I hope that's the way it is when I get to the place that I can't remember even as well as I do now, that I can still remember God's word.
如果我再过一阵，我的记忆力还不如现在，我希望我还能记住神的话。
And let me see. move. Yeah.
So,
this thing about living sacrifice, it makes it personal with us, with God.
所以呢，这个作为活祭，对我们来讲是让我们在我们个人的生活中。
Almost seems like a contradiction of terms, doesn't it?
有点好像是不是有点矛盾呢？
Either we forget to choose our we forget or we choose not to become a life of sacrifice.
或者是我们忘记了，或者我们选择不要去做一个活祭的生活。
Who is it that the human instrument that's telling us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice?
那神用哪一个人，就是一个他的器皿，来选择告诉我们要作为一个 活祭呢，是什么样的器皿神选择来用的？
Really no doubt that it's Apostle Paul, right?
那没有，大家毫不怀疑，那就是使徒保罗。
You think the Apostle Paul had the authority to tell us to do this?
你觉得保罗他有这种权柄告诉我们来这样做吗？
Well, let's see, just to name a few, Paul was suffered shipwreck.
我们知道保罗他首先他遭过船难。
He spent a night and a day in the deep, in the ocean.
你知道那个船难以后，他就在海里漂浮了一天一夜。
He was beaten with rods.
他被鞭打。
On other occasions, he was stoned and left for dead outside of the city.
他有一次被那个石头打，已经被打了，大家以为他死了，就把他丢在城外。
So I think the Apostle Paul knew something about sacrifice.
所以我想保罗他是知道这个活祭是什么意思。
And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he's writing. For us to present our bodies as living sacrifices.
在圣灵的感动之下，为了我们，他写下来，把我们的身体当作活祭献给神。
That may not look exactly the same for each one of us.
那个当作活祭献上，对我们每个人可能看起来是不一样的。
Going back in my memory, I remember a couple of missionaries that I talked to.
然后呢，我就想起来过去在我的回忆中，我跟一些宣教士我们在交谈的时候。
One of the missionaries had just graduated from God's Bible College and almost immediately went to southern Mexico as a missionary.
所以其中有一个宣教士，在他从那个圣经学院一毕业之后，马上就去了南墨西哥的南部去做宣教士。
He wasn't there very long until they had a piece of property. They were trying to clear the property so they could build a church.
然后没过多久呢，这个宣教机构呢，他们就在那个南墨西哥呢有一块地，那他们就需要把这个地给清理出来，他们要建一个教会。
They cut down a tree and the tree didn't fall exactly the way they thought it was going to, and it came and it severed my friend's leg right here just below his knee, cut it completely off.
所以呢，那个在砍树的时候，那个树没有倒向它应该倒的地方，结果树子又整个就砸下来，就把我这个朋友的这个膝盖以下这个小腿就整个给砍断，来锯断。
The doctors in Mexico kind of patched him up a little bit, and he came back to Cincinnati, and they fitted a new leg on his leg.
所以呢，在那个墨西哥的这个医生呢，也就这么大大缝缝补补，就把他送回到美国，在辛辛那提。那他后来，that's a fake one，
yeah,
就他就
yeah,
就只有装假肢。
Yeah. And so I asked my dear brother Glenn. I said, Glenn, what about going back to Mexico? Are you going to go back?
所以我就问我亲爱的这位弟兄格兰，我说你要怎么做呢？你还要回到墨西哥吗
？He said, Oh yeah, I can walk and I got two legs now. I can't wait to get back.
他说：“当然了，他说我要回去，我现在有两条腿了，我等迫不及待的要回去。”
I doubt seriously that God would ask anyone in this congregation to suffer the same experience.
我非常怀疑，就是神会让我们其中的任何人会有这样同样的经历。
But sometimes, as we walk with God, the price is not always cheap.
所以，当我们跟神同行的时候，有时候所付的代价并不总是那么廉价。
Not always easy.
并不总是容易。
We were having a missionary convention at Hope Sound some years ago.
那多年以前呢，我们在 Hope Sound 呢有一个宣教士的，就是一个特会，一个。
Missionaries and retired missionaries, a whole big crowd of them gathered at Hope Sound for the convention.
所以当这个特会开始的时候呢，有现任的这些宣教士，还有退休的宣教士，好多人我们聚在一起。
One of the families in the church wanted to invite several missionaries to their home for Sunday dinner.
所以有一个家庭呢，就想说星期天的晚上请好多宣教士到他们家里去吃晚餐。
And I happened to be seated beside of a lady by the name of Sister Smith.
那正好是在有一个，就是有一个家庭，那这位女士呢叫做史密斯夫人。
As I spoke to her, I didn't know her before that time. As I spoke to her, I found out she had been a missionary in Egypt.
You mean the host?
Yeah, no, not the host. One of the other guests.
Okay, 就在这个客人当中呢，这个史密斯夫人呢，我跟她谈话的时候，我就发现她以前是去埃及做过宣教士。
And she also told me, she said, I'm blind in one eye. I just have one eye. I can only see out of one eye.
她就告诉我，她说我一只眼睛其实是瞎的，我只能用另外一只眼睛看。
I said to her, I said, what happened to your other eye?
我就问她说，那你眼睛是怎么会瞎呢？
She said, when I was a missionary there in Egypt, there was a little bugs that got in my eye and destroyed the sight in one of my eyes.
她说，因为呢，我在埃及做宣教士呢，有就是。眼睛里进了个小虫子，最后那个视力就影响到他，他一只眼睛就全盲了。
I said to her then, I said, "Are you sorry that you answered the call to go as a missionary to Egypt?"
我就说，那你有没有觉得你被神呼召去做宣教士，你觉得有点难过呢？你眼睛都瞎了。
She turned to me with tears and she said,
她就看着我眼睛里含着泪说。
If I was able and if I had the strength, I would give my other eye if I could to go back to Egypt.
他说如果我可以，如果我还有这个力量，那我愿意把我的另外一只眼睛也献上，作为去埃及的宣教士。
I was shocked.
我非常的震惊。
I thought, wow, what a passion, what a calling to live for God and to walk with God.
我就想到说，他有怎么样的这样的一个热情去为主而活。
A living sacrifice.
是一个活祭。
If you bear with me just a moment, I'll tell you experience in my own life.
如果我大家忍受我一会儿，我给大家讲我个人的经历。
For God's glory.
为了神的荣耀。
Back in 1985, I think it was, I was teaching at Hope Sound Bible College.
我记得应该是1985年，我在这个Hope Sound的这个圣经学院当老师。
But we had some missionaries on the island of Andros in the Bahamas, just south of Nassau.
我们知道在那个 Nassau 那个岛，有些宣教士他们是去加勒比海的那个巴拿马，还有一个岛，就是有从那个地方来的宣那个岛上来的宣教士。
The missionary got involved in something he shouldn't have gotten involved in.
那这个宣教士呢，他涉入了一些他不应该去涉入的事情。
Wasn't too serious in the eyes of the Bahamians because they didn't want him to leave the island as a missionary because of this little problem he had.
他们在这个这些人有些人的眼里呢，这个好像也不是很严重，也不是什么大问题。
But Dr. Whitaker, at that particular time, he said to me, "Fred, we're going to have to pull the missionary out." But I want you to go down on Fridays and come back on Mondays for a few weeks to keep the church open in Central Andros.
然后呢，但是当时的这个就是负责的这个主席呢，这个主席他就说要把这个人给调回来，因为一些问题，他就对温牧师说：“温牧师，我想让你去周五去那儿，周一回来，起码是保持当地的教会，让他们可以星期天可以主日崇拜。”
So when I landed on the island and I went into the immigration officer, the immigration officer was angry.
然后当我到了那个岛上，经过海关的时候，那个海关官员就挺生气的。
He said, "Where's the missionary?"
他说，那个宣教士呢？
I said, "Well, he left the island and I've come to keep the church open for a few Sundays."
然后我说，那宣教士他已经离开这个岛上了，那我是要到岛上让这个。教堂可以，就是有星期天有主日敬拜，起码有这几个星期是这样。
Turned out that the immigration officer was great friends with the missionary, and he was angry because the missionary had to leave.
为什么呢？后来知道呢，这个海关的官员，他跟这个被召回的，就是有些问题的宣教士，他们两个是很好的朋友，所以我们不让这个宣教士回去，所以这个海关官员就很生气。
And he looked at me, and he started taking out his anger.
然后呢？看着我，他就蛮生气了。
He said, "I'm going to let you in today, but don't you come back next week."
他说，我这次让你进去，你下星期你别来了。
He said, "If you come back next week, I'll put you in jail."
你下星期你再来，我就把你放到监牢里。
I didn't tell him, but I already had plans to come back next week.
但是我没有告诉他，我其实已经计划下星期我还要回去。
And so next week came, and there I stood, same immigration officer.
所以下星期我去了，我又碰到同样这样一位海关官员。
Same place.
然后他就同样的待遇。
I wasn't really hoping to go to jail. I was hoping that I wouldn't go to jail.
当时我可不想去监狱，我希望我还是继续的要去教会里。
I really didn't want to be in a Bahamian jail.
我真的是那个 Bahamian 那个。
Or an American jail either.、
啊哦、oh, ，不是北黑，哦、oh, ，北黑，就是那个巴哈马的监狱里，我是不想去到监牢里。
He looked at me. He said, "Oh, you're back again." And he picked up his stamp and he stamped my immigration. And I go ahead. He said.
然后他看着我说：“你又来了。”然后他又拿起来那个章，在我的那个证件上盖了个章，就让我进去了。
Sometimes as we walk this way of a living sacrifice, there's a little anxiety that can come from time to time.
所以，当我们作为这样活祭。跟人同行的时候，有时候时不时的，我们是会有一些焦虑的。
But we know this. We know that God is still in control.
但是我们知道神仍然在掌管。
We know that God's protection is still with us.
我们知道神仍然在保护我们，保守我们。
I was thinking about a biblical illustration of a living sacrifice.
我想到这个圣经上一个活祭的一个例子，一个人物。
My mind went to Queen Esther.
我想到以斯帖女王，王后。
Queen Esther found herself in a situation that she really didn't ask for.
然后，以斯帖王后发现她在一个境况之下，是她自己并没有说要这样的境况环境。
This ideal of killing Jews has gone back a long time.
那想要灭绝犹太人这个概念呢，这是很久以前就有，他们就有这种过。就有这种仇恨。
He's one of the influential leaders in the government that wanted to wipe out all of the Jews.
这是当时的那个波斯王朝一个很有影响力的一个高官，他想要整个屠杀犹太民族。
Queen Esther was a Jew.
但是呢，以斯帖他本身就是犹太人。
And so Mordecai, her uncle, I believe, came to her and got word to her that she needed to let the king know what was going on.
所以莫迪感呢，等于说是，他原来是他的表哥，后来收养他，这样就是说你应该去到王面前，告诉王到底现在发生了什么事情。
It wasn't like she had a cell phone that she could just dial up the king anytime she wanted to.
那个时候可没有手机，她想给这个王打电话就随时打个电话过去。
She couldn't send him a text.
她也不能给王发那个短信。
She said, according to the rules, according to the law, I can only go into his presence when I am called or invited to come.
那以斯帖就说了，他说根据这个他说当时的这个法规，除非王召唤这个人，他若不蒙召，擅入内院见王的都被致死。
The rule was is that if the king didn't invite you,
那个定例就是如果除非王召你
，and you went into his presence,
你就擅入。你就进去见他。
And he wasn't happy about you being there.
然后呢，这个王可不高兴见到你。
That you'd become less than a living sacrifice.
那以后是最，那是你最后成为一个活祭了，你马上就变成死祭了。
You could be actually put to death.
你可能就会被处，马上就会被处死。
But Mordecai said to his niece, he said, "But you've got to go. Do you think you're a Jew and your family is going to be destroyed too if this is not stopped?"
是莫迪改就托人回答以斯帖说：“你莫想你在王宫里强过犹太人，得免这祸。”
He said to Queen Esther, "He said, yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?"
所以呢，莫迪改最后就说：“焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会呢？”
And I believe, breaking into this illustration, I believe.
我相信就是我们这个例子。
That there's people that God wants to touch through every believer's life.
我相信神要通过每一个信主的人去触及到一些人。
And we all, as individual believers, can stand up and say that we have come into the kingdom for such a time as this.
我们每一个个别的信徒，我们都可以说，我们进到神的这个国度里，我们有现今的位分，岂不是为了现今的机会吗？
When that individual comes and says, "Oh, you helped me so much, and you strengthened me in the Lord so much."
当有人告诉你说你帮助了我这么多，你在主里了，刚强了我，坚固了我。
You're like Esther. You've come into the kingdom for such a time as that person's life.
所以呢，你就像以斯帖，你到了神的国度，就是为了那个机会。
So Esther made a decision, and she says, "I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish."
所以以斯帖就定义就下了决心说那我就违例进去见王我若死就死吧
Well, she didn't perish.
她没有死
She had come into the kingdom for such a time as this.
她以斯帖到神的国度里就是为了那个机会
She found favor in sight of the king.
她在王的眼前蒙恩
She saved her own family.
她拯救了她自己的家庭
She was able to save her own people.
她也拯救了她的民族
She was living a life of a sacrifice, living sacrifice.
她过着一个活祭的生活。
Do you realize that if you don't offer your life as a living sacrifice to Christ, that you're sacrificing for something else?
如你意识到了吗？如果你不把你的生命作为活祭献给神，那你其实也是把你自己献给什么东西，也是做一个祭物。
Look at the individual that's addicted to the habits of the world.
看这些世界上，这个很多的人有各种不同的这个瘾。
Every time they participate in whatever that drug is.
不管说这个瘾是什么，不管说这个药是什么，当他们参加的时候
，they're sacrificing.
他们其实在献祭。
And most people are offering their bodies as in slavery to impurity and wickedness.
那其实绝大多数的人是把他们的身体当作一种献祭给这种不洁或者是邪恶。
Isn't that what we see all around us?
那我们这不是我们在周遭所看到的情形吗
？Sometimes people sacrifice their lives for good things, but not really the best that God wants.
有的时候我们把我们的生命献祭给，就是放在这个好的事情上，但却不是神所预备的最好的。
Anybody here like peanut butter?
那有人喜欢这个花生吗？或者花生酱吗？
You like good creamy peanut butter?
有的喜欢花生，有的是不是喜欢花生酱？
In Cincinnati, I met a young Korean fellow.
那我在辛辛那提的时候，我碰到一个从韩国来的年轻人。
He had just finished his master's degree in chemistry.
他刚刚得到了这个化学的硕士学位。
He got a job working for Procter and Gamble.
他就是跟那个 PM 保洁公司工作。
And so I asked him, I said to him, what are you doing in the lab? He said, oh, we're doing research.
我说那你在保洁公司做什么呢？他说我们在实验室做研究。
I said, what are you researching?
我说那你研究什么呢？
He said, well, for the last 3 months, we've been researching how to make peanut butter more creamy.
他说我们过去三个月的这个项目就是让这个花生酱怎么更润滑，更有口感。
Nothing wrong with that.
那听了也没什么错嘛。
I've eaten a lot of creamy peanut butter.
因为我很喜欢吃这个花生酱，这个稀稀的花生酱。
But I thought a master's degree in chemistry and making peanut butter more creamy.
我就在想，这个拿了化学硕士学位，要让这个花生酱更细腻，这个好像有点儿。
And you know, nothing wrong with that, and so many good things that we can.
那有很多很好的事情。
We can give our life for and a sacrifice to those kinds of things.
我们可以把我们的生命就是牺牲在这个上边来做很多的事情，这些事情也可能不是没有什么错。
But you know, there comes a time when we realize that maybe God's got something with a little more purpose.
也许到时候我们会意识到神给我们一些事情是更有意义的。
As a child of God, I've got the wonderful opportunity to offer my life as a sacrifice to the glory of God.
所以作为神的孩子，我有一个很荣耀的机会，可以把我自己献上做活祭给神。
The Apostle Paul uses the metaphor of a human body to call us to live spirit-filled lives.
所以保罗就用了一个这样的一个类比，一个比喻，就是把我们的身体用这个身体的部分，各不同的部分来献上给神做活祭。
Here's as we finish this.
当我们今天来到结尾的时候
，Here's what the application that I would like to make.
那对我们来，就是我们来讲，那在我们的生活中会这样像什么样子呢
？This is what one Bible college professor said.
这是有一位这个圣经学院的老师他说的。
He said, at the beginning of my day, I literally go through the parts of my body. And relinquish each of them to God's service for the day.
他说，真的是在每天早晨，我就是这样的逐步，就是真的是这样认真的来经检查我身体的每个部分，把它们献上交给神，为神的服事。
She says, "I pray that my feet will go to the places that God wants me to go."
我祷告，我的脚可以走到神要我走的地方。
And will keep my feet from going to places that I shouldn't go.
保护我的脚不要去到那个不应该去的地方。
She says, I pray that my hands will be used to handle God's word and the things that I touch to bring glory to God.
我也希望我的手真的是来讲解神的话，是带给神的，是按照神的荣耀来讲的。
She says, I pray that my tongue will speak words of praise.
我祷告我的舌头是讲这个赞美的话。
And that my conversation will be uplifting to those around me.
那我跟别人对话是一个建造性、造就性的。
She says, I want to pray that my mind will be shaped in the image of God's glory.
我希望我的思想是照着神的形象，按照神的心意来想的。
And that my eyes will see what you want me to see.
我的眼睛去看神要我看的。
I can look into God's word and I can see the truth that comes.
我看神的话，我就看到神的真理。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your goodness.
神啊，我们为你的美善感谢你。
We thank you for the privilege.
我们为这样的荣幸特权来感谢你。
Walking with you day by day.
每一天与你同行。
Using our strength and using our days to bring honor and glory to Christ.
用我们的力量，用我们的时间，真的是带给你尊荣和荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.